Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're now joined by MLB insider Joe Girardi, and insider reports are brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. Thrilled to have Joe Girardi with Radio.com Sports and with Mack and Parkins on The Score. Thanks for the time, Joe. How are you doing today?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Outstanding. We couldn't be any better, Joe. We've been in long Chicago winters. You know all about those. And today is our first day in the desert at this gorgeous facility the Cubs built 5 years ago. It feels like we've died and gone to heaven, to tell you the truth.
It's not snowing there, is it, again?
No. We thought they were kidding last week when they said, bring some of your weather with us, when Jason Hayward said that. He reiterated again today. It's been terrible here. But today it's gorgeous, and there'll be baseball all week.
I remember watching one of the games in spring training about a week ago, and it looked like the coaches were dressed for April when they were on the bench. And I'm thinking, well, I'm glad I'm not there right now.
Yeah, it rang a little hollow, though, when they were complaining and we were back in Chicago and it was sub-zero.
Yeah, I understand. But it's when you're not used to it, it always seems a lot colder.
Absolutely. So, you know, a lot of interesting situations on both sides of town from a managerial perspective. A lot's been made about Joe Maddon not getting a contract extension, given all he's accomplished. They're the winningest team in baseball over the last 4 years. How do you think he approaches that going into a lame duck season?
I don't think it will change his approach. You know, they won 95 games last year, and most years that's going to win any division. I mean, that's the way it is, and it just happened to be that Milwaukee won 95 as well, and they lost in the one-game playoff. But he'll approach it the same. Joe is used to winning, and I'm sure he'll approach it the same way and do everything he can to bring another championship to Chicago.
Joe, people out here and people, Theo Epstein, right after the season ended, everybody pretty much talking the same talk, and that is we need more intensity. What does that mean over the course of a 7-plus-month grind that is a baseball season, every day going to work? How does one bring it 100% all season?
Well, it's hard for me to say because I'm not in the clubhouse and I'm not around, you know, the club on an everyday basis. But I think it's, you know, when I hear that, the thought to me is being prepared to play every day. That's the bottom line. You have to make sure your players are prepared to play every day. It's a physical grind. It's tough, you know, all the day games in Chicago. There's less than there used to be, and the travel. But you just got to make sure guys are rested and ready to play every day and prepared. And if you do that with the talent they have on their club, you're going to take their chance. You know, you're going to take your chances. But, you know, when I look at the Chicago Cubs, to me, the difference is they need to stay healthy. If they stay healthy, they're going to be a force to be reckoned with. But you think about, you know, Chris Bryant didn't have the power last year because of the shoulder problems. Yu Darvish is not a factor. Brandon Morrow's not a factor. And if those guys get back to where they were with what the other guys are doing, it's a dangerous club.
Joe, in terms of how much change there's been with the coaching staff, right? The Chili Davis and Jim Hickey are Joe Maddon guys, and now it's not exactly seemed like the hitting coach and the pitching coach are Joe's guys. How does that impact a manager, if at all?
You know, I think you get to know them and you treat them you would like your other. Once you get to know them and you understand their strengths. I mean, that's the biggest thing to me, is recognizing what the strength of your coaches are and then filling in around those areas that you think that they might need filling in on. So that's the toughest part about having new coaches, because you don't quite have that trust factor of knowing exactly what they're extremely skilled at, and when they say something that you know that, okay, he knows what he's talking about. So you have to learn those things, especially if you don't know those coaches. But it happens pretty quickly. You get a pretty good feel of, you know, what you need to do and what you're just going to allow them to do, and you run with it.
Joe, as soon as the Cubs skipper got out here, he talked about spending time in the offseason studying the millennial concept, which I had to chuckle at. I have sons who are millennials, and I didn't know they were a concept, but I'm fascinated by that. What does that mean to a guy who is born in the 50s or 60s and staying relatable to these young athletes who communicate much differently than you and I did when we were their age?
I think it's communicating at their level, not expecting them to communicate at your level, but figuring out how you communicate and how you get through to them. And, you know, I think about the way they communicate. They communicate so much through their phones today that's different than what we did, you know, as players or early on as coaches. And I think you just have to stay up and with them as much as you can. Obviously, you have a message that you want to get across to the players, but sometimes, you know, the big thing is learning how to communicate at their level and what makes them click.
Joe Girardi with us, Radio.com Sports MLB Insider, and our insider reports are brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. But how do you balance that? Because you said you wanted, you know, Joe Maddon would probably do it the same way he's always been doing it, but then you've got to talk to kids through a phone and their younger players. So how do you balance doing it your way and adapting to the times?
I think your message is your message, but the way you communicate it is different. And I used all kind of different resources. You know, I would use coaches, I would use players. At times I would use my phone and be texting to them all the time and finding out how they were doing and how they were feeling. And you use a lot of resources that you have around you. And a lot of times as a manager, you're going to have some young resources around you. And I chose to do that. And I try to pick other people's brains, you know, like what a Nick Saban does, what a Dabo Swinney does. You know, those are really young coaches. The coach with the Celtics, what he does, a really young coach in a situation. And how do you communicate to your players? I know it's different sports, but it's young people. And I also think what helps me is I have teenagers, and I have to communicate different than my father communicated with me, and I've learned how to do it, and it seems fairly normal to me now.
Well, yeah, you got to coach your son, right? And you won a state title?
Yes. And I coached him over the summer, but I have a 19-year-old daughter, a 17-year-old son, a 12-year-old daughter, and I text him a lot. You know, it's how we stay connected. And obviously we have our face-to-face time, but they're comfortable texting. So I do that. So whatever it takes to communicate and stay up with them, I do.
It was no surprise to anybody when we learned that you were dabbling in the media. Joe Girardi, always been a very thoughtful guy, always cooperative with reporters as a player, as a manager. You getting to itch a little bit yet, or are you growing used to your role as analyst instead of the guy filling out lineup cards?
No, I want to manage again. Yes, I do have the itch, and obviously I hope I get another opportunity, but, you know, I won't know that for a while, so until then I'm going to dive in it with MLB and doing the studio work and doing games for Fox and doing radio shows with Dan and Danny and things like that, because I love the game and I miss the game and I love the strategy and all the things that is going on with it and how much the analytics have been brought into the game. I'm fascinated by it because, you know, I was an engineer and I've always thought, you know, numbers tell a story, and I use them a lot as a player. I used them a ton as a manager, and I just love to see the growth in it and the different things that we can teach and measure.
You took your name out of consideration reportedly for the Reds job, but you say you want to manage again. So what's the perfect opportunity that would get Joe Girardi back on the bench?
You know, I don't know if there's a perfect opportunity because this is different than most jobs in a sense where there's only 30 of them, and obviously there's probably a couple that I won't be back at, so that even limits the field more. But I just want an opportunity to coach, to teach, bring out the best in players, and a chance to win. It's simple, and it doesn't have to happen right away. If it takes some time, I'm okay with that. Because I've been in, you know, I was in a rebuild in Miami, and I had a blast doing that. I kind of went through a rebuild in New York, and I had a blast doing that. So that doesn't bother me. I just want to get back in it and teach as much as I can and enjoy the strategy against other managers and other clubs and figure out how to beat them.
Joe, from a business perspective, string them out, man. I mean, look what happened. John Gruden kept making every NFL owner think that he was this forbidden fruit. They all had to have him. He got $100 million. Lay low for another couple of years.
Well, I don't think that's going to happen in our game. I don't see that happening. But he played his cards right, and obviously he's in a major rebuild, but I'm sure he's very excited about it.
I know you don't want to talk about anyone's job who currently is there, but, I mean, from Peoria, Northwestern, former Cub, is it safe to say Chicago would be a dream job for you, either side of town?
Well, obviously I have a lot of ties there, and there's still family back there, and it's, you know, like I said, I'm going to consider any job that comes my way. And, you know, I have a daughter who's in college, a son who's a junior in high school, and a daughter who's in sixth grade, and obviously my son will be going to college here soon, so... the sixth grader, my wife, Kim, and I, we can move around anywhere we need to move to, so it'll work out.
He's a Radio.com Sports MLB insider, Joe Girardi, with us on McNeil and Parkins on the Score. And Insider Reports brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. What's your impression of the White Sox rebuild?
I think they're going in the right direction. I kind of like what they did in their bullpen, where they put a couple experienced guys in there, and Colome and Herrera, and Jace Fry seemed to have a pretty good year last year when you look at the numbers. But obviously when you look at their position players, you know, there's some things that they need to work on, and I'm sure they're going to approach it. They're really young, but on-base percentage and not striking out as much as they did. And, you know, it's a shame that Michael Kopech won't be there, but I think there's some young starters there that have an opportunity to be pretty good. And, you know, obviously Jose Abreu's the face of that franchise in a sense, but they have prospects, and they have a big right fielder that's coming, and they have a third baseman that's coming, and I think it's going to be pretty exciting times, and I think the division is going to be wide open soon, and I think it's an opportunity for them to pounce and to really make some noise.
Have you seen enough of Yoan Moncada to offer an educated opinion, Joe?
No, I have not. I know he's very physical. He's very strong. You know, you look at his numbers, and he has the ability to hit the ball, the ballpark. He strikes out a lot. And if he learns to cut those down, he's going to be a force to be reckoned with. And I think that comes with at bat. It really does, in making minor adjustments and closing up holes. But there's a lot of talent there. It just needs to continue to grow.
Joe, how should we judge success this year for the White Sox?
I think... if you see a majority of their young players get better, I think it's, you know, obviously you want to win the division. That's the bottom line. But if each of these players, you know, the young players, they continue to improve, a couple kids come up during the course of the season and make an impact, I think it's a success for them. You know, you want to see Dylan Covey, you know, take steps forward. You want to see Giolito take steps forward, Lopez take steps forward. If those guys can do it and some of their young position players can do it, I think it's a success. And then you start saying, okay, these guys are really making headway. We need to sprinkle in a couple of free agents. We get a couple of young kids that come up. You know, we get Kopech back, and he's capable of doing what he's doing. All of a sudden, we got something. And I think that's the way you look at it.
You mentioned the AL Central being wide open. Who would you make the favorite for the Central, and how about the National League Central also? The Cubs not the favorite in Las Vegas this year, and Pecota has some strikingly low expectations over the Cubs.
Well, I think Cleveland is still the favorite because of their rotation, and the two guys up the middle are some of the better players in the division. I think Minnesota is improved. I think it's going to come down to some pitching for them, but I think their offense is considerably better with some of the additions. You get a Nelly Cruz there that really knows how to hit and take some of those young kids, and if he can get to Sano and you get that talent out of Sano, he could be a special player. But I think Cleveland is the favorite. In the National League Central, I don't know who the favorite is. I really don't, because I could make an argument for the Cubs. I could make an argument for the Milwaukee Brewers. And I can make an argument for the Cardinals that they're the favorite. I like the Cubs because I look at a club last year that really lost the division by a half a game, in a sense, or a game, did not have a healthy Chris Bryant the whole year, did not have a healthy Yu Darvish, did not have a healthy Brandon Morrow, and they still pitched extremely well, and they scored runs. Their home run production was down. If you get Chris Bryant healthy, that's obviously going to go up, and I think they will be right there at the end with those other two clubs.
Joe, last thing. In terms of Joe Maddon, again, being in that lame duck situation, obviously if they start out 15-5, it's no problem. But if they start out 5-15, or they're under 500 on June 1st, it's going to be a talking point every day. You know how Chicago is. Do you address that? Do you pretend it's not there? How do you handle the job status in the season if they're struggling?
Well, when I think about, you know, I've been a lame duck manager three times, and it's the pressure from within that I worry about, not the pressure from without. It's me making sure that I have my team prepared every day, making sure that I'm prepared every day. And you learn to block the outside noise because you've been through it. And you've been through struggles with a club where they went a 5-10 and you don't panic and it's just part of the game. You're going to go through streaks where guys don't hit. And Joe's been through it enough. I don't think it's going to bother Joe. Obviously, as a manager, you don't want to be in that situation. But when you've been through it before, I think he'll handle it well.
The Insider Reports are brought to you by the 2019 Mercedes-Benz A-Class. He's a teammate of ours at Radio.com Sports. We enjoyed it. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, guys, and have a great day and enjoy that weather in Arizona.
Thanks, Joe. Talk soon. Take care.
Impossible not to.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.